When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Wanna lie, you ain't cool. Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Squeak. I'm James Hargreaves and Luke isn't here again.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely shocking. That's terrible. He's off sunning himself, off in Benidorm or something.
Yeah, he's back today. So guess who is back, everybody?
Slim Shady? Is Slim Shady back?
I'm the real Shady.
Once again, we got the lovely, lovely Faith Shaughnessy with us.
Hi!
Hello, Faith. And we got another special guest this week as well. From popular podcast, That King Thing, we got Tom King. How are you, Tom?
I'm all right, thank you, James.
Excellent.
Popular might be a stretch, though. I don't know.
It's popular in my house.
That's enough for me.
I just enjoy sending you lots of silly comments and making you say long words.
Trying to make me read crazy things on the podcast.
Yeah, that's fun.
I hope there's none for today.
No, because I wouldn't be able to say them.
Good.
So, Tom, tell us a little bit about That King Thing.
Essentially, it's me and my two younger brothers, Joshua and James, and we just talk absolute rubbish about gaming news from the week gone by. Goes out every Thursday, so that's the best time to catch it, because that's when it's most current. We usually play silly
what
games.
What is current in the gaming world, Tom?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been invited to the For Honor beta. I got invited to, is it Alpha?
Oh, you're on that?
Yeah, I'm in that. So That'll probably be what I do when I get home. Have a little bit of a play around on that. Something to report back next week for the listeners.
Cool. And you do you do your show with your brothers, James and Joshua.
That is right, yeah.
Who are hopefully listening at some point.
I know at least one of them is, because I had a message just before we went live.
Okay. So
at least,
which one?
Joshua.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Joshua.
It's common of James to be slack, so.
Fair enough. Is James the Penrith one?
Yes.
Yes. Is he the one that looks like Bogdan?
Yes, he is the one that looks like Bogdan.
Oh, dear.
Who's Bogdan?
Ginger goalkeeper.
It's a football reference.
Oh, right.
You'll not get it, Faith.
No.
I tweeted him a picture of him, Bogdan, playing live at Hillsborough the other day and said, how does it feel to play at Hillsborough, James, knowing that James is a Sheffield United fan?
Wow.
So,
hopefully they're listening. And what they can do is they can tweet us, and we will read out most tweets, as we do every week, as long as they're sensible. We might have to censor some.
Read all one of them, yeah.
But yeah, tweet us at The Squeek, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K. And yeah, we'll have a nice chat with Joshua as well. I think Joshua should tell us something about Tom, secret that we wouldn't normally know.
That's not good. I don't know what he does and doesn't know. That's the thing.
So what do you know about him that you could tell us?
I don't know. I ain't got any good ones. You'll have to come back to me.
All right. Well,
give me five. Give me five. I'll think of a good one. Yeah.
We'll come back to that. How are you, Faith?
I'm okay. I think the large vino before the show was
needed.
Swept them cobwebs away.
Yes. I've got good news, Faith.
Oh, go on.
That I literally just read this morning, which I may actually wet myself a little bit.
Go on.
Back for £10 million tour. Matt and Luke Goss set aside their differences to
reunite.
Oh, no.
When are we going?
This is rumoured in the Daily Mail of all quality journalism there. But yeah, it's rumoured in the Mail that Bross are actually getting back together.
But what about his show in Las Vegas that I've been to see, listeners? Matt Goss, not Luke Goss, obviously.
Luke Goss was the actor one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
went into Blade and things.
And Matt Goss does like a big band swing thing, yes, in Las Vegas.
Yes, swing show. Well, he does tours as well, doesn't he? So he gets time off from Vegas.
Yeah,
we've
seen him in London last year.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I, according to the Mail, they're getting back together for a European arena comeback. that will be fun. I thought that might cheer you up.
Yes, it has, yes.
It's cheered me up.
Any other big news this week, then?
We've got plenty of news. What we're going to do is play a bit of news or no news again.
If I lose this week again,
well,
I'm going to kick off.
To be honest, I didn't keep count very well last week, so I don't know whether you lost or not. I did.
Miserably, yes.
You could have claimed a win, then. Carl's not tweeted in yet, so...
I'm sure he will be. I better be.
You could have claimed that for yourself. But what we'll do, first of all, is we'll have a song.
Go on. Who's it by?
Who's your favourite band at the minute, Faith?
Celador Mooncrow.
Indeed. So let's have a little bit of Celador Mooncrow. Celador Mooncrow. And
yay!
What a track that is. That's Backlash, one of their previous releases. They've got a new release coming out hopefully in the next few days, which they've kind of pre-announced their pre-release of a single.
Wow.
But yeah, if you go onto their Facebook page, you'll be able to come across the link when it eventually gets on there. What did you think of that, Tom?
Very good. Enjoyed it very much so, as you saw by my bopping.
Yeah, yeah. You were tapping your foot.
We did have a little bit of a bop, didn't we?
We did,
Tom?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But you want to do some shout-out for you?
Yeah, a couple of shout-outs, people that are listening and that have texted me in. Big shout-out to Maureen and Kieran. Thank you for listening. And a shout-out to Danny as well.
Wow. Any more?
I'm saving it. I've been told I can't do them all at once.
What about you, Tom? Anyone listening?
Obviously, we already know Josh was listening. Good friend Drew Claypool's listening. I've had a message off him.
Right.
A nice little smiley face and a thumbs up. So I'm assuming that means good job so far.
Yeah. We've not ballsed it up yet.
Joshua has given me a story to tell about James, though. He's reminded me of one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Instead of a story about Joshua, I can give you an entertaining one about James as a small child.
Well, we all like to pick on the Bogdan lookalikes.
Yeah. Well, it's one that is particularly funny within the household because it sends my dad mental with laughter. But when James was quite a small child, still in his high chair, he was sat away eating his tea, fish and peas, and he decided to start getting the peas and shoving them up his nostrils. And we're all going, Mum, James is shoving peas up his nostrils. And then basically the next 10 minutes was my mum frantically trying to pull peas out of James's nose with her extra long little fingernail.
Oh. Wow.
And me, my dad and my other brother Josh were just in absolute hysterics. And James will never live that down, that he shoved peas up his nose as a child.
Did your mum get all peas down?
We think so.
Yeah, right.
Although considering his later life, we might have got one stuck up there somewhere.
It reminds me of my brother Neil, who often tweets us in and listens, and who I do the Owls Talk podcast with.
I've got an emergency shout out.
Oh,
I'm
emergency.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Matt is only listening for the next 10 minutes before he shoots out, so he says, can I give him a shout out now? And it was good to see me last night. Hello, Matt. Lovely to see you as well, love.
Hello, Matt. Say hello to Tanya as well.
And Summer.
Yeah. And Summer, of course. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Good to
anyway,
hear from
go
that.
On.
I was thinking about a time when my brother Neil, when we went out on a particularly drunken night out, he had a chicken kebab. He, being in his drunken state, he actually threw up his chicken kebab, but didn't want to waste it, so he got down onto the pavement and started picking the chunks out.
Oh, no.
I nearly swore then.
Oh.
Yeah. So, brothers and food, they don't mix. Have you got any stories of your kid, Faith?
Oh, there'd be too many to mention, but he's probably got a lot about me as well, so
right.
I'm not going to say out.
You're not going
I don't think he's listening today, because he's not texting me in yet. Our kid, if you're listening, text me.
Well, Paul has tweeted us, mentioning something about getting out of a taxi, Faith. Do you want to tell us that story?
He says getting out of taxi. We'd been to see a couple of gigs last night that I wanted to talk about. So I'll touch on that later. So we've been to watch a couple of bands at Plug, and then we went to watch Vultures at
Rocking Chair. Yeah.
We had been out for a little while. so we gets a taxi to the Washington. I gets out of the taxi. Paul falls out of said taxi, but I'd not noticed this. So he'd fallen out, I'd gone up, he was going, we're never going to get in, we're never going to get out. It'll be fine. Gets to the door of the Washington, the bouncer were like, you're joking me, aren't you? I was like, okay, thanks. Yeah. So then we had to go home.
Yeah, so...
So a big shout out to Righty there.
Yeah, good old Righty. And yeah, we've had a tweet from Ray as well, saying hello. Hello, Ray.
Nice. Hi, Ray.
Yeah. So what's... tell us about your gigs then.
Right, so we went to Plug, and Paul really wanted to watch In Sulks.
Yeah.
But we were kind of a little bit late, kind of my fault. So we saw like three songs of theirs. Personal opinion, weren't really asked about them anyway.
right.
Can't say they're probably on air. But yeah, weren't really bothered about them. And then I Kept the Wolves Away came on.
Yes, yeah.
And they were really, really good. Kind of a little bit Kings of Leon-ish.
Right.
They're from Sheffield. They were really good, so we definitely need to see them again. And then Fairchild came on, and I think they're from Australia or somewhere. Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're from Australia, and they were absolutely amazing. The front man is, you know, one of them that gets down into the crowd. I thought they were a bit Seattle grungy-ish, but Paul said they were talking crap, and they were nothing like that. But they were really good. We're definitely going to have to go and see them again. So we can get any of their music on the show, definitely.
Triton.
So yeah, next two bands we need to go and see.
Cool.
Oh, and then we went to Rocking Chair to see Plug. No, we went to Rocking Chair to see the Vultures.
Yeah.
Who had very bizarre trousers on. but other than that, they were all right.
I love how women notice such...
I was going...
things about
look
musicians.
Look at the kecks.
kecks used to be underpants when I was a kid.
Oh, the trousers from where I'm from. I thought they were all right. I know they're like the next big big thing in Sheffield, but I thought I kept the Wolves away were better than the Vultures. Only the opinions of me, not of Sheffield Live.
That's actually interesting because Fred Perry this week have released a list of the top 20 bands in Sheffield, according to them.
Right, and who's in it?
And Vultures are in there. We've got Time Sellers in there. I Set the Sea on Fire, we've seen those before.
They were headlining at Plug yesterday.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you went to Vultures?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. High Hazels, Red Faces.
Are they that really young band?
Yeah, Red Faces are the young ones. Dead Slow Hoot, Black Mamba Fever, I played them before. Beat the Bandit, we played before. Liberty Ship, we played before.
Oh yeah, we like them.
Dead Set Dream, we played before. Dead English Gent. Or Dead English Gentlemen. They seem to have shortened it on here. But we are going to play them today.
Mm-hmm. I've not heard them, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, Heavy Sons, Hot Souls, Connor Houston.
Yay!
Yeah. You love him, don't you?
Yeah.
We do like a bit of Connor Houston.
He is great. Seize the Chair, who I'd never heard of until this list. October Drift.
Yay!
The Vellas, FEMA, Vultures, and the SSS. So... not a bad list there.
No.
We've obviously played quite a few of those in the past.
Mm.
Any of them stand out to you other than Connor?
Well, I'd like to see SSS, but I've not got round to seeing them yet.
Yeah.
We were supposed to see them at Java Lounge, didn't we? But then they didn't turn up. Somebody else played.
They were not very well or something. I think Ordnance stood in
yes,
for...
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, I've not got around seeing them yet, but I'd like to. I think there's a gig on at the Rocking Chair on the 7th and 8th of October.
Yes, the sort of, AMP Live
weekender. So I think they're on there and a load of other bands are on. So
yeah, that does look a quality lineup. The likes of Adelphia and Noah Ashes are playing that weekend as well. And it's one price in for both days as well.
Oh, right.
So, well worth getting down there.
Mm.
Tom, tell us a bit about the Dead English Gentlemen, because you've got us this song for today.
I have indeed. I'm just friends with the frontman, Mr. Rob Burris.
All right.
So I decided to bring his song along, because I've followed him for a little while, ever since I found out he was in a band. And I've never known how to quite to describe him, to be honest. It's probably best to play him, but... He handed over this new track, which is off their upcoming EP, which is Let's Not and Say We Did, I believe it's going to be called.
Right. Oh, wow. So shall we give it a play then?
Yeah.
Actually sample the goodness of the Dead English Gentlemen. Nice rocky start.
Watch it. up, this is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Craig David!
Cracking impressions.
I just got Craig David in my head, I don't know why. That was Dead English Gentleman, and nice track.
They sounded all right, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to go and see them.
Yeah. Katie has tweeted.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she says she's actually remembered to listen this week. Can she have a shout out? No, you can't.
Sorry, Katie, baby.
There it is. Oh, and we've also had Joshua give us a tweet. Says, "Hey guys, get Tom to tell you about us taking my daughter to her first SWFC game." Aww.
It was fun. She enjoyed it up until she actually met Ozzy Owl in person. Aww. And then she wasn't very into him anymore. All week, all I'd heard was, "Can we see the owl? Can we see the owl? Can we see that?" Yes, we'll go and see the owl. Yeah. So we took her to the little playroom thing and the grandstand where you go before the game.
Yeah.
And he turned up and she just froze.
Aww.
That was it.
Kids,
like, it was too big.
Are a bit intimidated but the first time they see him.
Yeah.
But that grandstand area is pretty cool, I think.
It is.
It's got all the little activities for kids in that little room. And
she got pretty good at the ping pong ball into the hoops thing.
All right.
She got pretty good. She saw this kid, she was throwing it and she wasn't doing very good. Then she saw this other kid bounce it first, and then that was it. She'd like, right, that's it, I'm going to bounce it, boom, and then that was it. She couldn't stop.
Cool.
Couldn't stop.
If you see Ozzy, then all you need to do is ask him to do his little dance where he thrusts his belly back and forth.
Yeah.
It looks quite rude. Shall we play a bit of news or not news?
Yeah, go on then.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom wins.
Go on then. Don't sound too enthusiastic.
We'll see.
I'm very good at it.
All right. Well, we'll start with you then, Faith.
Oh, go on.
Right. Your news or not news headline. And remember, the aim of this is to spot whether it's a real news headline or whether it's
a
headline.
I get the concept headline of it. I'm just not very good at it.
For the listeners.
All right. Sorry.
Or whether it's a headline from one of those satire news sites.
Okay, hit me with it.
I'll hit you with my rhythm stick. Man stuck in coffee machine delays train.
Oh, true.
You think that's true?
I think it's true.
Well, that is actually true.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
1-0, Tom, 1-0.
It's from the BBC. It's from Coventry in Warwickshire. It was a railway worker became stuck in a coffee machine on board a train this morning, delaying its departure from a station.
How? How do you get stuck in a coffee machine?
This is what I can't understand.
These people.
People are crazy, Tom.
I cannot understand. Surely he's been loading it up. Maybe he's been trying to steal a drink or something.
Could be.
You know those vending machines where you can put your hand up inside? Yeah. Maybe it's that. Apparently delayed trains for about 20 minutes or so.
It doesn't take much to delay trains, does it? So,
no, the wrong type of leads would do that. So, Tom.
Go on, Tom.
Your news
Bring
or not
on.
News question. Actor dies after cops mistake drowning for a soap opera scene.
Definitely plausible. Do we know where it occurred?
You're not allowed to ask questions.
I'm not.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's logic. It helps me work it out. Come on. Investigative methods.
He knows all the tricks. I can't tell you whether it occurred or where it occurred
or
not.
True or false, Tom?
I'm going
to
say false because he has no further information.
Ah, right. Well, you'd be wrong because it's true.
Yes!
This comes from Fox News Latino, where a popular Brazilian actor drowned near where he had been recording scenes for a soap opera. Apparently they'd been filming scenes, and then when they finished filming the scenes, they went off for a little bit of a swim, and he got into some trouble and was splashing around, and the police thought they were still filming, so nobody went and saved him.
Oh dear.
Tragic story.
Right, but it means I'm in the lead.
Yes. Faith is winning 1-0.
Yes.
Okay, so Faith, your story is: new UKIP leader vows to think of something for UKIP to do.
It's a good headline, regardless of if it's true or not.
No, knowing how much you like politics, Faith.
It should be true, but I don't think he would have said that, but then they are morons, so... I'm going to go false.
It is actually false, yeah.
Yes!
Yes! I'm going to lose.
It's from the Daily Mash. It's Diane James, the new leader of UKIP, has promised to come up with a reason for the party's existence before 2017. James told members she was working on a political purpose for the party and shared a few first draft ideas, which included refocusing solely on fisheries, enforcing hard line on waistcoats, and something a bit like the Scouts.
Wow. Does that include like getting patches for different...
Yeah, badges.
Yeah, and, yeah. Badges.
Dib, dib. Right, so Tom, knowing you're into your heavy metal music...
Uh-oh.
Norwegian heavy metal musician accidentally becomes local politician.
Yes.
You think that's true?
Yes, I do.
You think that's actual
news?
I think
it is, well, yeah.
You think... Mm. Well, you're on a run here. yes, it is.
Yes, it wasn't my question!
It's a point for me.
it's from Time, and it's a bizarre story. It's, I can't even say his first name. I think it's Gilv or Gleave. Gleif Fenris Nagal, better known as
Who?
Fenris, yeah. Of the Norwegian death metal duo Dark Throne.
Have you heard of that?
No.
There's
you
a lot.
You said you
of...
like your metal.
Doesn't mean I know every band in the world, Faith.
Especially those Norwegian and Scandinavian.
You said you're a big fan of Norwegian.
I never specified Norwegian.
apparently he accepted a request to be on a backup list of representative. For his tiny town in southern Norway. And his campaign was a picture of him holding his cat with a caption saying, "Please don't vote for me." But people apparently just went nuts, and after the election, the boss called him and told him he was a representative, and he wasn't too pleased. Which is weird. He can't actually resign or anything. Apparently in politics you have to stay in office, so he's got to stay there for 4 years.
Oh dear. What's that going to do to his touring schedule? With his
Mayhem.
Other partner.
Who knows?
In whatever band it was.
Who knows? Right, should we have one more round before we have our next track?
Right, go on then.
Right, okay, Faith. Man arrested for speeding at 88 miles per hour in a DeLorean.
Yes, it's true.
Do you actually get the reference as well? Because this is something...
I get the reference because he drove at 88 miles per hour in Back to the Future.
Well, I'm only saying that because if I'd have done this with Luke, Luke wouldn't have had a clue what we're on about.
He's gone, yes, that is above the national speed limit. Of course he was stopped.
Yes, it's true.
It is true. It's from
get
a Guardian.
In!
I'd seen this one online myself.
Yeah, who's a Back to the Future fan been clocked speeding in his DeLorean at 88 miles per hour in Essex. Nigel Mills, who paid £22,000 for his cult vehicle, that's a lot for a DeLorean, denied that he'd been attempting to break the space-time continuum in his efforts.
Did he have any weapons-grade plutonium on him?
Well, it does actually say in the news article there's been no reports on whether he's fitted a flux capacitator.
Oh. One of the best films of all time.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love that the makers of... said that they're not going to allow a remake of it.
No, because it just...
Yeah, they hold the rights. Yeah. They hold terrible. The rights and they're never going to let him go.
But so. Apparently, after he dies, it passes down to his family and is going to give his family the choice whether they want to do a sequel or a remake.
No.
Yeah. You can't do it, I don't think, with that film.
No. I don't think you can remake many films, but that doesn't stop people, does it?
No.
Anyway, go on.
So, it's the last question for Tom in this round, isn't it?
Mm.
So, Tom, I'm going to stumble over this one. Right, Adblock Plus blocks Facebook block of Adblock Plus block of Facebook block of Adblock Plus block of Facebook ads.
I don't even understand what that means.
Working in web design, I will say that is false because you can't block that many blocks of blocks of blocks of blocks of blocks.
I don't even get what it means.
Neither do I. Fake authority there.
Well, Tom, working in web design, you need to get a new job because it is actually
yes,
true.
I'm in the lead!
Oh, no.
Yes!
You're quite a competitive person, aren't you?
Not normally, no. I don't know what's come up.
Here's when she keeps hitting me every time I'm trying to think about my answer.
Well, this is where Facebook have tried blocking Adblock Plus so that they can serve adverts on Facebook because that's how they get the money, obviously. Adblock Plus have then blocked the blocker of Facebook so that they block the adverts. And it's basically a cat and mouse game now where they're both trying to outwit each other. Facebook wants to show adverts. Adblock Plus doesn't want to allow them, which is weird.
It'd be ironic if they blocked an advert for Adblock Plus, though.
That would be ironic.
Although, I still don't know what's going on, to be honest.
Although, what really annoys me with Adblock Plus is that they whitelist adverts so people can pay them for their adverts to get flu. So they're not blocking the adverts, which is what people are buying Adblock
Plus. Fake morals.
Yeah, it's ridiculous and silly, and I hate it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But this is a brand new single from Southpaw.
A little
bit of a punky rocky band, young lads, and this is their new single called Medicine.
Of his master plan.
Southpaw Medicine.
We're back on.
Touch
and go for a minute then.
Sounded tentative.
The mixing desk did do a little bit of a break.
But yeah, Southpaw with some excellent beeping out skills.
Mm. We
something like
know,
self-flattery there, James.
Yes, you have to be quick with the button on that one. But yeah, they're really good kind of punky band. They usually play like a few gigs in Sheffield every so often. From Retford, originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so well worth going and seeing.
And breaking news, people. My mum is listening. She's just texting.
Yay.
Hi, Mum.
She Hello. Wanted some Nolan Sisters, but I don't think James has got that on the playlist, Mum, so...
We'll
forget that.
We'll play it next time we're round at your house or something. Right, so let's interject with another game.
Oh.
So news or not news is on pause.
It's on pause for the second. Because I realise that I think I've only got one more story of news or not news. So
have I won?
So that's it. That's over.
Yes.
Well, that's deflated me for the next 20
minutes. The winner!
We might go back to that and it could be a question which is worth 5 points. You never know.
Possibly. I like the sound of that.
So what we'll do is we'll play a game of Oscar or not Oscar.
Okay.
Oh, this is one from the other week, isn't it? The one you turned down.
Yeah, it's one that we're not playing Dead or Not Dead. We're playing Oscar or Not Oscar.
I'll play Dead or Not Dead.
You want to play Dead or Not Dead?
Yeah.
Someone's going to be very upset with us if we play Dead or Not Dead.
Oh, it's probably in bad taste, seeing as what's going on in New York today.
Oh, right, okay. Oops.
So, yeah. Oscar.
Let's play Oscar or not Oscar.
Oscar or not Oscar. Right, so the idea is just simple. Basically, I read out something, a category and a winner. You tell me whether it's won an Oscar or not an Oscar.
All right, go on.
Right, so I'll take it in turns. So we'll start with Faith again. Right, Joel Coen and Ethan Coen for No Country for Old Men, the best director. Is that Oscar or not Oscar?
I think Oscar.
You think Oscar?
Yeah.
You'd be right.
Yes! Is that the... Who stars in that? It's quite a dark film, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Is it Josh Brolin?
Possibly.
I'm making that up.
Possibly.
He goes round killing people, in a nutshell.
I don't know.
That saved you 2 hours, everybody.
Yeah. Basically a film of death. Yeah. So, for a bonus point, ooh, what year was that one?
Oh, I've no idea.
Was it 2015,
no,
2006, 2008, or 2004?
I'll go 2008.
You'd be right.
Yes! Yeah.
Guess. Good guess.
Wow.
I have no more eardrums, but good guess.
Yeah. Wow. You just...
Whoa.
I didn't think these headphones were working, but I can tell you they are. Right, Tom, so... your choice is Kathy Bates, the best actress for Misery, Oscar or not Oscar?
It probably deserves one, even if it's not got one. So, yes, she got one.
And she actually did, yeah?
Good.
Year one, was it 1987, 1992, 1995 or 1991?
I can't remember exactly when the film came out. I'm going to say 92.
92. I'd have said 92, but it's wrong. It was 91.
Oh,
so it's
what
two
a shame.
Around
there. Yeah.
2-1 to Faith.
She's so competitive.
She is, isn't she? Well,
not
just me.
Yeah.
Faith, George Clooney, best supporting actor for Syriana. Oscar or not Oscar?
I don't even know the film.
I've not seen it, to be honest. I know of it.
Or even heard of it. Let's go true.
You're going Oscar?
Yeah.
It is. It's an Oscar.
Yes!
Wow. 2006, 2010, 2012 or 2013?
What are the choices?
2006, 2010, 2012, 2013.
I'll go... interesting. I'm going to go 2012.
2012 is wrong. It was 2006.
Oh, well, I've never heard of it, so...
Ditto on that one.
So we're at 3-1 now. Tom? Alejandro G. Iñárritu, the best director for
who?
The Revenant.
Could you say that again, please, James? Could you repeat the question?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the way I'm reading it is Alejandro G. Iñárritu.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Yes. The sentence is, did Alejandro G. Iñárritu win the Best Director Oscar for The Revenant?
I hope to God he did after all this.
Yes.
You're saying yes? It was a yes. So the year?
Ugh.
2012, 2011, 2016, 2010.
2011? Is that an option?
It is, yeah. Oh, no, it was 2016.
I was going to say something just come out.
I can't remember when it was.
This year.
Oh, well.
I've not seen it, but... Anyway, you lost. Yes!
I knew it was fairly recent. I didn't realise it was that recent.
So we're at 3-2. Faith,
mm-hmm.
Did Inception win the Best Picture Oscar or not? Inception was the Christopher Nolan one after he did the Batman Dark Knight.
Who was in it?
Was it DiCaprio, I think?
I can't remember who was in it.
I think it was DiCaprio. It was a good cast. I think.
I liked The Dark Knight.
I think Michael Caine might have been in it as well.
There's two or three big names in it.
Yeah.
I'm just drawing blanks under pressure.
I'm going to go false this time.
You're going to go false?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't win the Best Picture Oscar.
Yes.
You're right.
I have like zero chance in these games, don't I?
Oh, well. So 4-2 now. Tom, did The Crying Game win the Best Picture Oscar?
No, it did not.
No, it did not. You're right, it didn't.
Yes.
It's 4-3 now.
Mm. It should have done that. It was a very good film.
Yeah, it was. Bit of a surprise in there for people watching.
A little bit, yes.
Faith, did Jennifer Lawrence win the Best Actress Oscar for Joy?
Yes.
Yes, you're saying? No, she didn't.
Oh, stupid Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, so this means Tom can equalise.
If she loses me this game...
Tom can equalise here, because it's 4-3. Tom, did Kung Fu Panda win Best Animated Feature Film?
Yes.
Saying yes? Oh, it didn't.
Oh.
missed your chance.
I can't think what else was out around that time that would have beat it.
I can't think what would beat that, to be honest. Although it was a bit of a rubbish film.
It was, but...
I don't watch anything like that.
Yeah.
I watched Inside Out last night.
I don't really watch many films, though, do I?
Inside Out is one of the most depressing kids' films I've ever seen.
Well, there you go.
Apparently... Joshua thought it won the best Oscar, best animated film Oscar as well. He's texting me answers. He's cheating. He's cheating.
Oh, right. Oh.
He's telling me it was How to Train Your Dragon. That was the film that won over it. There you go.
Which was quite a good film.
I'm going to put this over here so that there's no accusation of cheating anymore.
He has physically placed it on the chair away from him.
Joshua, putting me in hot water.
Right, let's do a couple more. Faith.
Yes.
Did Cate Blanchett win the Best Actress for Blue Jasmine?
I've not seen the film, but she's amazing, so she should have done if she didn't, so I'm going to go true.
So you're saying yes, Oscar. Yeah. It's true.
Yes! Yeah. Good old Cate Blanchett.
So Cate Blanchett, so 2012, 2007, 2009, or 2014?
2014.
2014, you're saying.
I am.
You're right.
Yes!
You're good at this. Oh, I'm really bad at it, one or the other.
6-3 it is now.
No chance.
Surely you've got a chance with this one.
Oh, God.
You got a chance with this one. This is The Lion King, Circle of Life, for the Best Original Song.
Surely it must be.
Surely, yeah.
I would say it is. Mm. If it isn't, this is a travesty.
This is the red herring one, isn't it? That's what I've
been
dropping.
Oh, my God, it isn't.
Oh, God. That is the red herring of the quiz.
Right, let's do the last ones then. Faith, Adrian Brody, Best Actor for The Pianist. I said pianist.
I'm going to go true.
You're going to go Oscar for that?
Yes.
It is an Oscar.
Yay!
The year one, 2007, 1999, 2003 or 2005?
Oh, 2007.
No, it's 2003.
Oh well, still one.
I'm right. Very sad now.
Tom, it's your last your last question, Tom, for 10 points this one.
Oh, yay.
For 10
She's
points.
She's oblivious.
What? Sorry, I was just about to text then.
I've won. Not yet. Hold your horses.
Right. So...
There's 10 points on the table here.
For 10 points, Martin Scorsese, Best Director for Goodfellas. Oscar or not Oscar?
Surely yes.
It isn't, no.
Oh, my.
No. So, yeah, Faith, you still win.
Yes!
Even with that bumper points available at the end.
What can you do?
But that's one of the games that you can play on the knockquiz.com, which we've used on here a couple of times. You can play not number one or not number one, Oscar or not Oscar.
I'd like to play number one or not number one.
We'll do that next time you're in.
Okay.
Do you want to play against me, so you're guaranteed to win?
Or you can play Dead or Not Dead, which we
can't do today, James. It's not bad taste, remember?
Yeah, indeed. So we'll have a last track, I think.
Okay, who have we got?
We have Live at the Plug coming up for a headline gig on the 22nd of October.
Yay!
I know what a lineup this is. It's October Drift with Trash and Rude. I think that's a lineup to go to. But you're not going, are you?
No, I can't. Me and Maureen are going to see specials on that night.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, lads.
Yeah. This one is October Drift, Losing My Touch.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. I love that I get to control these jingles. It's great.
It's my favourite bit about that King thing, to be honest. It's like the control of the soundboard.
Yeah. It's fun. There's all kinds of stuff on here. We've got Billy Bragg. There's Ben Zephaniah. There's lots of...
Why is Craig David dry?
It's because it's a dry sound. It's not got a background on it.
So there's not a wet Craig David either. No.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Good old Craig David.
Stop picking on Craig David.
Craig David.
Can I get a rewind?
What a week he's had, eh?
I'm not,
don't know.
Not even...
No, no. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I apologise. Right, so the very last news or not news.
He apologises, listener.
The very last news or not news, then. Round. Faith, you're in the lead.
Okay. So I won the last game and I'm in the lead on this one.
Yes.
Yes, go on then.
So your last one is middle class couple traumatised by V Festival. Is that news or not news?
Oh, news. Yes.
In what way would you think that's news?
I don't know. It was too loud or something.
No, this is from the Daily Mash again. So the article is, a middle-class couple who went to V Festival have been left shocked and horrified. Tom Brooker and his wife, Emma, who both work as illustrators, decided to buy tickets for yesterday's V Festival after being lured by appearances from some fairly left-wing comedians. However, they soon found themselves penned into a massive arena with thousands of horny teenagers and people with neck tattoos going mental to Example and Rihanna.
Nice.
I understand their pain. But that's not true.
Not true.
Oh, so Tom, for 10 points...
Yes.
What a swizz!
It's all right, I'll get it wrong.
For 10 points, your last headline is Badgers vandalising war memorials claim Countryside Alliance.
Yes, because it's an excuse for a call.
Oh, so you're saying that is news?
I would say that as well.
It's not news.
Oh, I would have said yes.
It is from one of the spoof sites. It says, in an attempt to bolster public support for the Badger Call, the Countryside Alliance have claimed that badgers are responsible for various crimes, including vandalising war memorials and ATM fraud.
It's one of those stories your overly activist friend shares on Facebook that doesn't really know what they're being activist about, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. So, you're on another podcast, I believe, this week, Tom.
Oh yeah, that goes out Monday. Goes out tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you already recorded it then?
Yeah, they record a couple of days in advance. Right. Do some magic editing, make it sound better.
Stick it through Level 8.
Basically, cut me out. Just go back to it. There was no yeah. Tom on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called "Don't Lose Your Headlines." Similar to news or not news in a way. They look at headlines, whether they're fake or whether they're real, and a bit call my bluffy because you've got to try and persuade them that the headline's real. So you go through the whole story.
Right.
But yeah, that recorded a couple of days ago, so that goes out tomorrow, usually, each all week. Right. And then the guy from Don't Lose Your Headlines is on that King thing this week, so a bit of interchanging.
Okay, so you're looking for questions to ask the guy from Phil. From Don't Lose Your Headlines.
Yeah.
Which I assume is available on iTunes and stuff.
It is, usual places, iTunes, it's on SoundCloud as well, yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, what questions can we think of to ask Phil from Don't Lose Your Headlines on a gaming podcast?
Don't know. This is why I ask the listeners, because I'm not very good at this kind of thing. I get them to do that work for me. It's usually you that comes up with all the good questions for that King thing, people.
Yeah. Would he rather fight one horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses?
We will ask him that question.
Yeah.
I will ask him.
Do you have any questions for him, Faith?
It doesn't have to be about gaming, strictly.
No.
That didn't help then.
I don't really understand what's going on, to be honest.
Do you have any burning questions about life, the universe and everything that you want to know the answer to?
I don't think I do, really.
No?
Just content.
Yeah, I'm happy being left in the dark.
You just want more wine, yeah, don't you?
Yeah. Is there any more wine available? Ask him that.
Okay. Done.
So that's out tomorrow on iTunes and everything.
Yes.
That's Don't Lose Your Headlines. This podcast will be out tomorrow as well on iTunes and all the usual places, Acast and all that stuff.
I've got something to say as well.
Right, go on.
Rise of Iron on Destiny is out next week.
It is, yes, indeed. It is.
Well, there you go. It's my gaming news for you.
That can be in your headlines on That King
just
thing.
Just ruined the That King thing top story.
Oh.
No, you haven't. Sorry. Don't worry. It's fine.
What is Destiny like? I've not played that.
Boring after a while.
Is it?
Unfortunately, yeah. Very good game, but it's just one of those where you can find yourself repeating everything over and over again.
Yeah.
So you do lose interest
so
eventually.
What's the best game that you're playing at the minute?
I don't know. I really enjoyed the Battlefield 1 beta when that was going around. Really enjoyed that.
I played that for a bit, but didn't quite get into it. I don't think.
That was my favourite thing recently. I'm now waiting for Forza Horizon 3. That's the next one for me.
Yeah, a bit of racing. A
bit of driving around, cruising through the fields and stuff. Yeah.
So what's the worst game at the minute?
I don't know.
You just don't want to say.
I just don't play it. I just avoid bad games. That's the whole
point. What's your favourite game, Faith?
I can remember when me and our kid were little and we had a Commodore 64.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to play like the Space Invaders game. I think it'd still be that. And it was called Ad Infinitum or something. But yeah, that.
Yeah. I thought your favourite game would be how many wines you can drink and get drunk pulling out a taxi.
I don't think that's available widely, is it?
It's available in every pub.
Any major bar.
Indeed. So where can we find That King Thing, Tom?
Twitter, @that_king_thing. We're on Facebook as well. Just search for That King Thing. And then to listen, it's iTunes, Acast, TuneIn, Stitcher, pretty much all podcast sites.
Yeah, so just search for That King Thing.
Yes, indeed.
_
With _ if you're on Twitter.
Yeah. _. I hate people that put _ in their
name. I can't help it. There's some guy that's already got That King Thing.
Unbelievable. You're that one.
I know.
What are you up to this week, Faith?
I don't think I've got much on this week. Might be going to a gig on Friday at Yellow Arch.
All right. Anyone good?
Somebody I've never heard of. Starkins, apparently.
Oh, Starkins, yeah.
Oh, have we heard of them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm going there. Yeah. I'll tell you what it's like.
Yes, indeed. That's a good venue as well, Yellow Arch, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a really good venue, yes. Yeah, really enjoyed it when we last went.
Excellent. Right, what are we going to do now?
Tell the story about when you fell up the steps when we came in.
Let's not tell that story.
We'll not tell that story.
I just happened to trip over the step. What can I say?
And I was my usual helpful friend by crying with laughter.
Indeed, thanks for that. Right, thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you this time next week. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the #1 app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.